Chapter 49. For the sons of Ammon, this is what Jehovah has said. Are there no sons that Israel has, or is there no inheritor that he has? Why is it that Malcolm has taken possession of Gad, and his own people have taken up dwelling in Israel's very cities? Therefore look, there are days coming, is the utterance of Jehovah, and I will cause the alarm signal of war to be heard even against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon, and she will certainly become a mound of a desolate waste, and her dependent towns themselves will be set aflame in the very fire. And Israel will actually take possession of those in possession of him, Jehovah has said. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai has been despoiled. Cry out, O dependent towns of Rabbah, gird sackcloth on yourselves. Wail, and rove about among the stone pens, for Malcolm himself will go even into exile, his priests and his princes all together. Why do you brag about the low plains? Your flowing low plain, O daughter unfaithful, you the one trusting in her treasure, saying, Who will come to me? Here I am bringing in upon you a dreadful thing, is the utterance of the Sovereign Lord Jehovah of armies. From all those round about you, and you people will certainly be dispersed, each one in his own direction, and there will be no one collecting together those running away. But afterward I shall gather the captive ones of the sons of Ammon, is the utterance of Jehovah. For Edom, this is what Jehovah of armies has said. Is there no longer any wisdom in Teman? Has counsel perished from those having understanding? Has their wisdom gone to putrefying? Flee, let yourselves give way. Go down deep in order to dwell, O inhabitants of Dedan. For the disaster of Esau I will bring in upon him, the time that I must turn my attention to him. If grape gatherers themselves actually came in to you, would they not let some gleanings remain? If thieves came in by night, they would certainly cause only as much ruin as they wanted. But as for me, I will strip Esau bare. I will uncover his places of concealment, and one will not be able to hide oneself. His offspring and his brothers and his neighbors will certainly be despoiled, and he will not be. Do leave your fatherless boys. I myself shall preserve them alive, and your own widows will trust even in me. For this is what Jehovah has said. Look, although it is not their custom to drink the cup, they will drink without fail. And you yourself, will you be absolutely left unpunished? You will not be left unpunished, for you will drink without fail. For by my own self I have sworn, is the utterance of Jehovah, that nothing but an object of astonishment, a reproach, a devastation, and a malediction will Bozrah become, and all her own cities will become devastated places to time indefinite. There is a report that I have heard from Jehovah, and there is an envoy that is sent among the nations, saying, Collect yourselves together, and come against her, and rise up to battle. For look, I have made you small indeed among the nations, despised among mankind. The shuddering you caused has deceived you, the presumptuousness of your heart, O you who are residing in the retreats of the crag, holding the height of the hill. Although you build your nest high up just like an eagle, down from there I shall bring you, is the utterance of Jehovah. And Edom must become an object of astonishment. Everyone passing along by her will stare in astonishment and whistle on account of all her plagues. Just as in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and her neighbor towns, Jehovah has said, No man will dwell there, and no son of mankind will reside in her as an alien. Look, someone will come up just like a lion from the proud thickets along the Jordan to the durable abiding place. But in a moment I will make him run away from her, and the one who is chosen I shall appoint over her. For who is like me, and who will challenge me, and who now is the shepherd that can stand before me? Therefore hear, O men, the counsel of Jehovah that he has formulated against Edom, and his thoughts that he has thought out against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely the little ones of the flock will be dragged about. Surely on account of them he will make their dwelling place become desolate. At the sound of their falling, the earth has begun to rock. There is an outcry. The sound of it has been heard even at the Red Sea. Look! Just like an eagle, someone will ascend and pounce down, and he will spread out his wings over Bozrah, and the heart of the mighty men of Edom will actually become in that day like the heart of the wife having distress in childbirth. For Damascus, Hamath and Arpad have become ashamed, for it is a bad report that they have heard. They have disintegrated. In the sea there is anxious care. It is not able to keep undisturbed. Damascus has lost courage. She has turned to flee, and sheer panic has seized her. Distress and birth pangs themselves have taken hold of her, as with a woman that is giving birth. How is it that the city of praise has not been abandoned, the town of exaltation? Therefore her young men will fall in her public squares, and all the men of war themselves will be brought to silence in that day, is the utterance of Jehovah of armies. And I will set a fire ablaze on the wall of Damascus, and it will certainly devour the dwelling towers of Ben-Hadad. For Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon struck down, this is what Jehovah has said. Rise up, go up to Kedar, O men, and despoil the sons of the east. Their own tents and their own flocks will be taken, their tent cloths and all their articles, and their own camels will be carried off from them, and they will certainly cry out to them, Fright is all around. Flee, take flight far away. Go down deep in order to dwell, O inhabitants of Hazor, is the utterance of Jehovah. For Nebuchadrezzar the king of Babylon has formulated a counsel even against you and has thought out against you a thought. Rise up, O men, go up against the nation that is at ease, dwelling in security, is the utterance of Jehovah. No doors and no bar does it have. Solitary they reside. And their camels must become a plunder, and the multitude of their livestock a spoil. And I will scatter them to every wind, those who have their hair clipped at the temples, and from all regions near it I shall bring in their disaster, is the utterance of Jehovah. And Hazor must become the lair of jackals, a desolate waste to time indefinite. No man will dwell there. And in her no son of mankind will reside as an alien. This is what occurred as the word of Jehovah to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam in the beginning of the kingship of Zedekiah, the king of Judah, saying, This is what Jehovah of armies has said. Here I am breaking the bow of Elam, the beginning of their mightiness. And I will bring in upon Elam the four winds from the four extremities of the heavens, and I will scatter them to all these winds. And there will prove to be no nation to which the dispersed ones of Elam will not come. And I will shatter the Elamites before their enemies, and before those seeking for their soul, and I will bring upon them a calamity. My burning anger is the utterance of Jehovah. And I will send after them the sword, until I shall have exterminated them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and I will destroy out of there the king and the princes, is the utterance of Jehovah. And it will certainly occur in the final part of the days that I shall gather the captive ones of Elam, is the utterance of Jehovah.